looking for the number.
Hello?
One moment.
Mr. President, I'm not for you just a moment.
About whether or not to call you with this information, but he thinks, and I think we should. Secretary Rusk called me a few minutes ago, or 30 minutes ago, and said, could you come over right away? I need to talk to you. I said, I'll be right over. I got there, and he brought me into his office and closed the door and said, two stories have reached me, which I'm not sure are accurate or not, but have come to me by means which command my ear, and which, therefore, I think the President ought to know about. I don't want to be pressed, he said, please, on how they got to it, but I think that the President should know, and I thought you were the one to tell him about them. Number one, Joe Pulitzer, Pulitzer, is talking about how, after his meeting with over here, he came away shocked that he was read materials, and others there were read materials from the confidential files of a government employee. This profoundly disturbed him and shocked him. The second story is that the Hearst people are having great pangs of conscience today because, having been offered this material earlier by a White House aide, and the secretary said the name of the aide was not given to him. If it had been, he would have given it to me, but the aide was not mentioned. Having been offered this material by a White House aide, they now have Solinger's denial that the White House was involved in it. And they are discussing, the Hearst people are discussing, if they should not have a story which says that they were offered the material by the White House. They're having pangs of conscience that they know otherwise. And isn't it decent journalism and honest journalism to say so? Now, the secretary closed the conversation, which lasted about 6 minutes, by saying, again, I do not know how authentic these stories are, but they have gotten to me, and I feel an obligation because of the great awesomeness I hold for that chair over there that he sits in, for him to know about them. And I said, thank you, Mr. Secretary, very much.
What do you think you ought to do about it?
Well, he didn't have any suggestions, but Walter and I talked, and we said, well, should the President know this, and if only if he can do something about them. And we decided that on number one, that nothing can be done. On the Pulitzer story, nothing can be done. On number two, however, if it's not true that this material was offered by a White House aide, and Walter does not know who in the world could have done it, and I know that I don't know who could have offered it to anybody in Hearst.
I don't believe that's right. I believe that what Walter told me, that Loach FBI told him that he might tell him that this guy was no good, and Walter told him not to.
That's right, but Deloach is not a White House aide, so Solinger's statement stands.
And Solinger said, I'm positive it was not, so he's speaking only of his own knowledge, but as far as I know, nobody's done it.
Right, so far as Walter and I know, no one has done it. And Walter was wondering if they called to...
I've never had any file. I've had that summary that you had.
Right.
Which is not a part of the file, which is just pure notes that they said they didn't give the Senate committee, although there were facts about this fellow that would seriously put him under question. But I didn't know that Pulitzer had ever been shocked by getting the background of truth of folks like that.
Well, do you think that the only course of action would be to have Walter explore with Dick Berlin if they really are having pangs of conscience?
I tell Dick Berlin exactly what the secretary said this morning, saying that's what they're saying. As far as we know, we don't have any files. I'd be sure we don't have.
We don't.
And all we've had is we've had the interpretation, the summary, that this fellow is no good. And That's the net of what I told Hewlett.
Gotcha. I'll go back to Walter right now.
I don't think, though, they can much. I think the more they make out of this, the more they'll put Reynolds have the facts come out about his style.
Well, the secretary assured me he intended to discuss this with no one else.
Does he think about Reynolds?
Secretary Rust thinks that, no doubt this man is an irascible character. He does not think the White House should be giving this material out, which he's sure the White House hasn't been. That's exactly right. He thinks it would really put you on the spot, whether you had done it or not, if the White House had given this out. And I assured him that that was not the case. And he said, actually, people around town didn't believe we were putting it out. That Pearson has his sources elsewhere.
I think somebody ought to tell Pearson. Now, you didn't give Pearson anything, did you?
I read him the summary.
Well, didn't he have it?
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He had everything, Mr. President. He had the full thing. You see, it is an unequivocal statement to say that Pearson had everything before he even talked to us. In fact, he called on Sunday night to ask to bring them to you to show. In fact, he got furious, Mr. President, literally furious, and said, God damn it, he said, here I am trying to help the President, he won't help me. What he wanted was for us to call Zuckert and tell Zuckert to let Pearson quote verbatim this report, and we wouldn't do it. And he just said, you know, I just can't understand it. This man Reynolds is trying to destroy the President, destroy Walter Jenkins. The President, God damn it, won't help, let me help him. In those terms, I think we're safe. The only thing that really bothers me about this conversation is that Pulitzer would be spreading around, and apparently he must be.